For over 50-some years, I've wanted to know the name of this song. And this is Stories and Stuff, and I'm Joy Bubbles here in Minneapolis, your storyteller. Do you have people in your life that you just remember forever and ever and ever that really help you in the long, long trip of growing? One of mine is Miss Enos, or Mrs. Enos, something like that. Miss Enos, well, I guess she had a husband because she was Mrs. Enos, but I always said this Miss Enos. And I was 3 and part of 4 when I went there and learned and had a friend. She wanted me to play, but I didn't really like playing too much. She tried to get me to go out to recess and play with everybody. And you know what? As soon as she wasn't looking, I'd sneak back in so I could be there waiting when she came in and could read for me. So she would get somebody else to watch the playground and come in. And she had a very, very special way of reading to me. I wanted it different than anybody else. I wanted her to read it by spelling. And nobody else had asked her for that in all her years of teaching. And so she'd read, and she'd start out, she was doing it slow, and I said, no, faster, faster. And then she'd read it fast. I'd say, hot rod. She'd read like, THECATWENTTOTHESTORE THENSHESAWABIGBALL, you know, and she'd read like that, a whole little story for me, while the other kids were like running and screaming at recess. I didn't like that noise. I said, what's that noise? And she said, oh, they're just jumping for joy. And one day I said, oh, I hate joy. Who would have ever thought I'd hate joy? But I guess I was that way when I was 3 sometimes. Well, one of the things that besides reading is to us, she had special music that she would play on her old record player. And one of them was the Jump Jump song. And that's the one you heard part of at the beginning. But we'd have to stand real still just until the jump jump part. And there was a bunch of different jump jumps in there. And only those times could be jump. It was a special song for standing still sometimes and jump, 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 jumping, every now and then, too. And so that's why the name of it was the Jump Jump song. It was only later that I learned that things like songs like that and other words had grown-up meanings, like, you know, the stomach growl is borborygmus, or hiccups is singultus, or burping is eructation. You know, they have all these big kind of words for things, you know. But back then, I only knew that it was the Jump Jump song. And one day, by something she said to me, Miss Enos said, something that made me cry harder than I think I'd ever cried in my life until then. We were talking about letters, and she was surprised one day when she had said all the letters. I said, what are all the letters? And she just said them, see if I got it. And I said them all back to her, A through Z, in that order. And she'd only said it once. And she said, did you know those? And I said, no, now I do. I said, I do now. And, she always was surprised. But I said, I like this three-letter word or something. Somehow it got started. Oh, we were making the word feet. There was some blocks with letters on them. And I said, I just need 3 of them. And she said, no, it's 4 letters. And I said, no, it's F-E-E-T, and E-E is my favorite letter, and that makes 3. Well, she said, actually, see, it's 4 letters, because it's an F, and then an E, and then another E, and then a T. I said, well, what about E-E? There's no such letter as an E-E. And I said, but that's my favorite letter, like in tree, T-R-E-E. And she said, well, no, it's actually T-R and an E and then another E, just like feet. And I said, happy too? No, happy, it sounds like that, but it doesn't have an E-E in it. It's a Y, but it just sounds like an E-E. And by then I was crying and crying and crying. I fell to the floor, And I kept crying harder and louder, and usually she could just stop me by getting me a Truade. That was a kind of a soda out of the machine. It was a nickel. And but then I didn't even want it. She had never seen me where I didn't want a Truade. There's no such thing as an EE. There's no such thing as an EE. That's my favorite letter in the whole world is an EE. Well, I'm sorry, but you'd want to know the truth. You know, you told me you always like to know the truth. And I said, yeah, I know that, but truth hurts. Said, yes, truth hurts sometimes, doesn't it? Said, yes, it does hurt. This is the saddest day of my whole life. And I cried on and on. And I said, even happy doesn't even have an EE at all. And she said, well, there is a word that means somebody, I think one other lady that was in there trying to help me stop crying, said that there's a special word that means happy that does end in E-E. And she told me it's glee, G-L-E-E. So I did stop crying, I think, enough to eat lunch. And she had a surprise for me, Miss Enos did. She, at a block, she got glee set up for me so I could feel it. And I said, can I take that home? Well, she said, actually, I'm getting you a special one to take home just for you. And on cardboard, she had pieces of upraised cardboard in the shape of those four letters, G-L-E-E. And then behind it, there was a little stand-like cardboard that would fold out. And so it would stand up at a slant, so it was easy for me to feel those upraised letters. And that was my special glee thing. And she said, when you get over crying, you can always have glee, but, you know, we'll have to wait for it to dry before you take it home so you can play with the blocks until your own dries back there, because if you touch it, it'll hurt it right now. And so I got to take home my glee. And a couple days later at school, I came back, and by then, as sad as it was, the saddest day in my life, with the finding out about the EE, I came into school, and I was all happy again, and she had my favorite record there, the Jump Jump song, and I'd hold both of her hands so I'd feel better about jumping as high as I could, and we jumped to it. And it wasn't long after that that the principal came in and gave me a special test. She called it an IQ test, and her and somebody else said I was the highest IQ of anybody they had ever known. I think she said in her 37 years of education, and I asked her to spell education for me, and she did. And then I went out off to boarding school when I was four in for the blind in Lansdale, Pennsylvania, private school. And I was I learned Braille that year when I was four, and was writing stories. The teacher would help me with the stories with some of the words and everything, but I was still writing stories. I'd tell her what I wanted to write, and she'd tell me how to spell them and stuff, and I'd write them on an old thing called a Hall Brailer. But Miss Enos got me started loving spelling, and if she was alive now, I bet she'd be excited for me, because in August, I'm going to be on the phone from here to Australia entering a spelling bee of people of all ages, and there'll be at least 50 people entering, and well, there's some pretty big words that I'll get to spell. And if Miss Enos can't actually be there, I know that somehow she'll be there with me in an invisible way. She, when we first came across friend, I didn't know what the word was when she spelled it one day when she was reading, and I said, what's that? She said, friend. Oh! And I said, you're my friend, and she said, I'm your friend too. And we're still that way. And whenever I hear the Jump Jump song, I think of her. So let me just put on the whole thing again, and I'll end it. And you can just listen to the whole little piece I have for the Jump Jump song. I'll rewind it here, like that. And then I'll just say, next week there'll be another story. Take care of each other and stay strong and find some time to play. Don't let God laugh alone, and wish me luck in the spelling bee. At least hope I'm not the very first one to drop out, because it only takes one word to get me out of the bee, or should I say, one letter. But maybe I can at least not be in last place. Wish me luck. Here's the Jump Jump song. Thank you.
Begin speaking at the tone.